Guys, what are you doing?
Oh, no.
Hey. This is the Halloween episode, not the Chinese New Year episode.
When's Chinese New Year?
I don't know. January 23rd.
Happy Chinese New Year, everyone.
It's not for several months.
What are we doing?
We were
Halloween episode.
We were doing ghosts
and goblins.
That's why
ghosts sounds. Were in the beginning.
Ooh. Bang, bang, bang.
Okay, all right, all right.
Bang, bang.
Welcome us in.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shy Show.
Is that how you call what you say? Welcome us in. Welcome us in.
We got one. I don't know. Bring us in. Welcome us. I think I combined them.
Welcome us in.
Welcome us in.
Well, why don't you start? How about you say introduce the show?
That would work as well, but I think all three of those options, and let's say four, including yours, would
bring
work.
Welcoming us in.
That does not work.
I'd like to bring everyone to the welcome table of the Shy Show.
In.
All right. My name is Brian Gerard. I'm with Greg Hoyt.
Oh, hi, ladies.
Robert Scheid.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
And it's Halloween.
Oh.
You know what Halloween means?
Halloween means
Sluts. Scariness.
Sluts. Not again.
No, it absolutely does.
This is what we talked about
change.
On our last
one. I know, but it doesn't change.
It
I know.
Doesn't.
Last
did
Halloween.
We have a last Halloween show?
Yeah,
has it been that long?
We've been running. This is episode 76, I think.
76.
So.
Yep, exactly.
76.
Exactly what I said.
Yeah, have you seen the new? I have come across some new slutty outfits. Mm. So I've seen the slutty unicorn.
Oh,
that's a recent one. The slutty beer keg. You are literally a beer keg.
That sounds terrible.
The slutty there's a beer pong table that you
what?
Can be. Yes, exactly.
Slutty unicorn. Yeah, describe that one for me. Yeah,
well, she has a tight white dress on.
Mm-hmm.
And because I've seen a picture of this, she had little ears and a unicorn horn.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the weird thing is, since it's a little skirt that she's wearing, she's wearing these like, I don't know if they're called, well, they look like boots, but they're these like furry, big, big furry boot things,
hooves.
White. I don't know if there are hooves on the bottom. It's probably just shoes.
Are the knees exposed?
They come right up to her knees, yeah.
Oh, God, man.
Yeah. Yep.
I love that.
Yeah.
Magic unicorn.
Rainbows.
What are you guys doing?
Huh?
Rainbows.
Let me tell you, it doesn't get old, though.
What doesn't?
The slut fest at Halloween is year after year.
I love women. I love them so much.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I agree.
You don't agree?
Do you know the title of Greg's book?
My memoirs.
The memoirs? Greg, go ahead.
I don't remember it.
How to Make Women Incredibly Unhappy.
That's what it was. Yeah, you talked about that before.
I'm turning a corner for that, though. I don't even believe that anymore. I think I make women really happy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do. What are you going to dress up for on Halloween?
Dress up as?
What do you?
Why am I? Like, you just asked me, what are you going to dress up for on Halloween?
I don't know.
It's fucking Halloween.
Yeah, okay. That's why.
Let me rephrase. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Are you going to dress up in a costume for the Halloween festivities?
I don't know what I'm going to be. I'll dress up as something, but I don't know what I'm going to be.
Well, I'm going to give you a couple options.
Go ahead.
Okay. So here are some pictures I'm going to show
you.
Here we go.
Ooh.
You can describe them.
Watermelon slut.
Yep. And what is she? She has a bite out of her dress.
Oh,
so it's like a slice of watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got that. Let's go to the next one.
She looks so disgusting.
There's
who is this chick?
Banana.
It's the same chick?
Well,
banana slut.
There will be different ones.
Okay.
There's banana so that it zips up the front. You have to describe these to the people who are watching at home. Brian, you can do the next one.
Zipped up the front. Okay. Oh, we got a strawberry.
Yeah.
We got a strawberry that is literally just a very slinky red dress. With little green leaves on
her
head.
She's got a hat
thing.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh,
it's a pineapple.
Terrible.
Different girl.
Look at the Statue of Liberty?
No, it's a pineapple.
It's a pineapple.
Okay. Yeah,
sexy pineapple.
Whoa. Is that just S&M?
No, that's sexy Darth Vader.
Whoa.
Yep. that?
Okay. Just a leather costume with a gun.
Yep. And boots that go up the mid-thigh.
Mm-hmm. Those are called thigh-high boots.
Here's a stormtrooper.
Okay. Yep. I just thought she had black lipstick on. That's all I saw.
That's all you looked at?
That's all I looked at.
That's good focus. You didn't look at the rest of the exposed body.
No, I didn't. I treated her with respect.
She seems to have pieces of her costume just cut out.
Mm-hmm. And no soul.
Okay. I didn't see that.
This
is supposed to be Slutty Rambo.
Known as Ramba.
Ramba?
With hot pants.
You like
camouflage
that
hot pants.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
boy.
No.
That is the hamster
from
the Kia car commercials. You can
really
be a slutty Kia car commercial hamster.
I don't know what those...
You haven't seen the hamster commercials?
No.
The little Kia cars and the hamsters are like dancing.
I don't even have television.
You can get with this. You can get with that.
You can get with this.
You can get with that.
You can get with this.
Hold the black king. Hold the black king. Go
So anyway, you could dress as that if you were a girl.
If you knew what that was.
Here is the worst one I've seen in a while.
Oh, God. Is that a fish?
She's a dolphin.
Greg, it's a dolphin. Greg, look at the dolphin.
It's a dolphin. She looks uncomfortable. There's a tail hanging down over her butt.
Basically, it's a skirt with sleeves.
Yep. Right.
And a tail that's just sewn on the back of the skirt. It looks
so
horrible.
This
like
is somebody's daughter. Okay? Somebody's daughter.
Okay,
she looks
on.
Happy. Oh, that's a scuba chick.
Yep.
What the hell? Pac-Man. Oh,
so,
we've switched models, and that's not
okay.
Good.
She looks like Winnie from...
Yeah, Winnie Cooper.
Winnie Cooper is wearing a Pac-Man video game with red... thigh-high stockings and stripper,
I like that.
Stripper shoes.
I do like that.
It doesn't match.
No, it doesn't make sense.
With the bows at
sense.
The top? No, but
no
her
sense.
Skirt is the Blue Ghost, and her breasts are the Pac-Man.
Yandy.
And
Pac-Woman.
Yeah.
Yandy.com for those of our listeners who are wondering where this wonderful
is.
Yandy.
She
sexy
is a
train
conductor. Although she looks like...
That kind of looks like Dorothy.
Yeah, it doesn't look very sexy,
no, it doesn't
to be honest
well,
with
Well, kind of think about it, though, in a sexual... Why is did they not iron that before they took that picture?
Greg, let's not get into semantics of
you're
the
right.
photo
But I am right.
Yeah,
right?
He's right. I think they were just running through these so quickly.
Like, hurry up and change the goddamn costume! We're paying you by the hour! Caroline! Caroline!
What?
Come on!
I don't know what to wear.
Caroline, for the love of God, you're not going out to actually trick-or-treat!
I don't... Don't you want us to iron these?
No, Louise! Just get out here!
Seriously! Put it on!
It doesn't sound like a good photo shoot, does it?
No.
Is
sexy
this on
unicorn.
Facebook?
Oh.
That's it.
Oh.
That's the one I was talking about. What do you think, huh? Did I describe it well? That's what she's wearing.
It's really hot.
I
Look
think
at
that's
those.
My favorite one.
It's really hot.
Really?
This chick is hot, too, by
yeah.
the way.
Well, that kind
of
brings it,
it
home, you know.
Really
what about the giant sparkly rainbow behind her?
In the background?
Her?
That's
yeah.
good.
Does that help? Mm-hmm.
She's a truly magical creature.
Okay. Oh, my God.
That's
what is this?
Typical.
Oh, that's a Scrabble board.
All right. Okay. Can we stop now? Now
I'm getting just freaked out. I feel like...
She looks like a terrible version of a Atlantic City, Vegas showgirl. How come... They don't make men's costumes like this.
I don't know.
What are sexy men's costumes?
I'm not sure. I could look it up. I'll do that.
Yeah.
But one last one here. What is this?
Oh,
one?
Old Milwaukee beer. Yes, with complete with the tab on the head.
She's an old Milwaukee beer can.
I gotta get a couple of beers. She looks good.
Where would you classify old Milwaukee beer on the ladder?
Very bottom. Very
would
bottom.
You? So where would that put her, the girl who chooses to be the old Milwaukee
There's
beer?
No
can?
Way that sells. But you know what? I bet you that sells like gangbusters in certain parts of the country.
Yeah, man, totally. Like Alabama and everything, they love that.
Roll Tide.
Sorry.
Alabama.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Roll Tide.
What does that mean?
You don't know about Roll Tide?
That's oh, Jesus. What, he wanted me to do this.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
In Alabama.
Oh, no.
So for
tribe.
Men, no. this is what we have. The Native Warrior costume, where you're wearing a loincloth and a vest.
Sexy cowboy is really working for the men.
What, you think so?
Yeah.
Are those like biker shorts that he's wearing?
We've taken a turn to an area I do not want to.
You asked me to go here. Okay. Didn't you say, are there ones for men?
Yeah. And okay, we proved that there are, and let's get out of here.
Yeah, no, keep going. Hey, you want to be the Top Gun? No. You got a Top Gun bomber
for
jacket?
For $80, you can buy a Top Gun bomber jacket.
Okay, now what about the Dallas? That's actually for a woman. Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
Groovy adult costume. Let's go groovy, baby.
You want that?
No, come on. Let's get out of here.
All right, we're leaving it. Oh, look at that one, though.
With the fake muscles.
This one comes with fake muscles.
One time I went as art. I just took a...
You went as art?
I took a canvas, like a painting canvas, mm-hmm. nailed a rope on it and hung it around my neck and nailed a bunch of Sharpie markers, like different colored Sharpie markers.
Like attached to string
Attached to string so people could draw on it.
Nice.
The whole night.
How did it end up?
It ended up really good, but then one dude, this fucking asshole.
It's always one.
One dude just went way too far, and like it just ruined everything. And you could tell everyone, I was pissed. I almost broke his nose.
Was it somebody you knew?
Yep. Oh, nameless.
Oh, good.
He knows who he is. And the whole party kind of, not the whole, I mean, it's not all about me, but everyone was psyched about the art costume, and they put like a lot of work into it. And this fucking dude just ended up like scribbling half of it out. And
Brian,
it was just not cool.
Why'd you do it, man?
You know what? That was the same year I went and I just took a bunch of numbers and put them all over my body. Because I was someone you could count on.
How'd that go over at the party?
I don't know. Was I there? I don't remember that. Maybe I blocked
you were too,
that
you were too busy wondering how you got a big cock drawn in the back of your shirt.
Is that
so
what it was?
Totally pissed.
No, it was like a pizza or something. Like that. Oh. You wrote pizza. $2. Some bullshit. It was terrible.
Oh, fucking man.
It didn't make any sense.
It was his own personal joke.
Yeah, and it was at the expense of all of us.
Brian, how did your costume turn out there?
It was a big hit. People like, I knew we could count on you.
Yeah, right. What are you going to do this year? What are you going to go as?
I don't know.
Are you going to that party that everyone's talking about?
I don't know.
I'm not even invited to that party. Are you invited to that party?
I don't even know about this party.
I know these people, and everyone else is invited. Did I do something?
I don't want to talk about the party.
Why?
I don't want to talk about it.
I'm not invited to the party.
Why don't you want to talk about the party?
Because I don't want to talk about it.
Why?
He's bringing it up.
Because I don't know. I just don't. It's not very interesting. Kind of boring talking about a party that no one else can go to.
I'm not even going to it. What am I going to do? Hang out fucking by myself?
There's tons of stuff to do. You live in Los Angeles.
What can we do?
West Hollywood shuts down because of like the huge parade situation.
I don't want to do that. So yeah, West Hollywood always shuts down every year. Massive thing. And I've never been there, to be honest with you, but it just seems like a pain in the butt as opposed to being fun. What do you think?
I'm going to meet a woman on Halloween.
Probably.
I'm definitely going down the rabbit hole.
Everyone goes out. Go to L. I mean, you can go
so
to.
So you just want to crash a party?
No, I went to L Bar last year and it was dead. Remember?
Oh really? Well, yeah. Why don't you?
Because you were at a
why
party.
Why don't you
Brian.
Throw a Halloween party? Why don't
competing
you
competing Halloween party?
Yeah. Oh, good, compete.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Actually, that would be an interesting move. Since I didn't get invited, I do have the right to do whatever I want.
Well, you have the right to do whatever you want whenever you want, anyway.
That's right, Brian.
That's not true.
It is.
No, not completely.
Not at all times.
Remember the whole thing we talked about guns.
True.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't put those.
Yeah. So I don't know what I'm gonna dress up as. I people really get crazy about Halloween. They really love it. It's their favorite holiday. I never really was that into it, to be brutally honest about it. To be quite honest, it's not brutal. It's quite though. It's quite honest. Not brutally honest. It's quite honest. I was never that like.
Well, it's brutal to the people who really love Halloween.
There's a lot of people who really love Halloween because it's a day where people can kind of. I think let it out of the bag a little bit.
Do you think actors in general don't go crazy so much about Halloween because their job
they're
hopefully
doing it
would be
all
acting?
Year.
Yeah,
I think I don't know because I know a lot of actors that are out here that Halloween's their favorite time of year because of that because it's another excuse to get to dress up and be
that's true.
And do whatever you want. I think that it's that time of year is also a license for people to be creative who generally aren't
and sexual.
And fully, like, sexually devious.
In America.
Yeah.
It's really become just a sex holiday.
It really has.
Well,
like,
for
really,
some, yeah.
Robert, come on. It's really about sex.
I just don't like the blanket statement, that's all.
Come on, man. Why not? That's more fun.
Well, you know, I mean, oh, okay.
What are you going to go as?
I don't know. I have a couple ideas. I think it's going to involve shaving my beard. Mm-hmm. Not completely off.
Are you going to shave it? Is that what you're going to do all night? You're
just that's going to be my
I'm the
thing.
Shaving guy. I'm the guy who's
slowly
halfway through
shaving.
Just every 10 minutes, you're going to shave a piece off.
Exactly. Who knows? Maybe I'll bring a razor and let other people shave as the night goes on until you get to the one guy.
That's real.
Who like,
shaves a pizza in your face.
Neck.
Pizza at $2.
That's what do you think? Do you think it's good?
No, I think it's terrible. Because what would happen is if you gave me a razor, I'd...
You would go for my hair on my head. You're already looking at it.
I'd want to shave Robert's head?
Yeah. Sure. Asshole. He is the guy. He was totally the guy, wasn't he, that night, Greg?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, man.
I wish he was.
Are you sure?
Because I would have broken his actual nose. I would have gone for it.
You don't remember a guy wearing a bunch of numbers coming up to you and drawing pizza on your canvas?
He's lucky I didn't see him that night. If I had known he was doing that, I would have kicked his ass. I would have kicked his ass on behalf of everyone that we ever knew from Massachusetts. Because that would get you killed back
home. What's with all the numbers? I'm someone that you can count on.
It's so funny when you get really hurt.
Oh, God.
The noises
that,
you make.
Oh, my God.
No.
Maybe you should go as that
hurt.
Guy for Halloween.
Hurt.
Hurt. What are you dressed as? Oh, I'm dressed as Hurt. Oh,
what?
Really?
I don't see it. Oh, God. Or I just play a tape recording.
Yeah, it might be a little easier. It would be exhausting.
You know,
I'm tired right now.
You know what I think you could do? Another one you could do is that you get like these, get these wooden slats or something like that, and you wear them on, and then you have a hat full of cards, and you could be a deck of cards.
You can't clap for your own idea, Brian. Deck of cards. So, how about some good ideas?
Man. Maybe I'll just go in character. Maybe I'll just play Klaus the whole night.
You know,
in character, like do something interesting.
I know some people who've done that at parties where they come in, actors as well. They come in, they dressed up as something, right? And then they're in character. And I think for some it's been fun, but for some people, like they're in character and you're like, okay, that's fun. And then when you just kind of want to talk to them, they don't leave character. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh.
But again, this plays into the whole thing of Halloween is that day to celebrate letting it out of the bag.
But some people take it too far.
Of course.
Like, all right, let's.
Part of the fun. Mm-hmm.
Let's stop being that for a moment.
Can I talk to you? I just want to talk to you about it.
No, exactly.
Don't stop being
what do you mean you want to talk to me? You're talking to me now.
So, Brian, how's that? How's the
Brian's action not here. Count Drugenstein is here.
So, Brian, how do you like driving the Mini Cooper?
Brian doesn't drive anything. Count Drugenstein came in on his Camelback.
On a water pouch?
Yeah, one of those backpacks that has water.
Don't question the count.
Yeah.
And then everyone just starts
just away walks from away from him.
Brian.
And then we're over here talking. So, Greg, how are things going?
Good, man. Really good.
I saw your bike. You did some modifications on it.
Which I thought was great. Guys.
Oh, God. Jesus. Fuck. It's Count Drugenstein. Brian, what do you want to...
Brian, you want something to drink? I was just going to get something.
I don't know who you're speaking to.
Oh, boy. Do you just drop it for a sec? It's just us, man.
Yeah. Come on, Brian. We just want to talk like normal.
I am talking like normal.
What's with the accent?
What accent?
Oh, boy. You're going to deny that you're even doing an accent? I like it when you play it more real, like you are. You're toning it down a little bit.
Yeah, that's nicer.
I'm going to get a drink of blood.
Are you supposed to be a vampire, Brian?
Oh, this is a vampire?
I didn't even know that.
I'm going to get a drink of blood.
I don't have any fangs, but I'm still going to drink it.
Your character sucks.
Yeah.
Why do you guys fuck with me so much? Why can't you let me have a night and fun, huh? Why do you gotta...
There you go, Brian.
Why? No.
No.
Shh.
You come
Who?
Back.
What oh. do you mean?
God damn it.
Seriously, can you just, like, there's a bunch of cool people here. I want to have fun, and those girls over there think that I'm interesting. So
no, they don't.
No, they don't. They're looking at you, man.
Sure, gentlemen. I will most happily go and get you a beverage.
I didn't ask you for a beverage. I didn't ask you for anything.
Ha 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 ha! It's 6 feet long.
Brian.
That's what? Just so...
These girls are interested in me, Robert.
Yeah.
Stop blowing it.
Right? Really? Could you just back fucking, away? You
get away from us.
All right?
I don't know if I agree with you.
Get away from us, Brian.
Hello, ladies. Oh, Count Drugenstein here to save the day.
And there they go.
There they go. Leaving the party.
Good job.
The slut unicorn.
I didn't do anything. She was the unicorn, man.
Milwaukee's best in slut unicorn and walking out
the Oh, floor. Miss Uni!
She's not
Don't
answer.
Go.
She's not going to answer that.
I will follow the...
No, don't follow her. You'll get kicked out of here.
You're just going to leave Biz here?
Good point.
And that's how it all plays out.
Yeah, man, I hate those guys.
Yeah.
I don't want to be around those guys who are always in that. Well, another Halloween passes us by.
Yeah.
Another year closer to it just being called Hollow Sex Time.
Hollow sex.
Hollow sex. Sex.
That's exactly what it should be called.
Hollow sex.
Happy Maybe hollow sex.
Halloween is like the... you're dreaming that Halloween would turn into the 60s.
Mm.
The way Carl was describing it before.
Oh, my God. That was such a great time.
You know, where you're saying it's just like you're going from one slut costume to the next.
To the next. Getting to know people. Seeing if they're friends. Friend or foe.
Friend or foe. How do you find out if you're friend or foe?
Have sex with them.
That's interesting. Right. That's
Hollow sex. Carl Nakamura way.
Can't say that I agree with that, but okay.
He could sell that online as a video. Hollow sex. The Carl Nakamura way.
On behalf of Robert Scheid and Gregory Goodbye. Hoyt.
Adios.
My name is Brian Gerard. Happy Hallows Eve.
Now, Monday. Thinking
Halloween.
Bang 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 bang